do you have kids? When they wake up, ask them.
Are you asking me?
I'm not asking you. I know how many kids you have.
And my kids eat eggplant parmesan, by the way.
So does my kid.
Love it.
But for most kids, when your kids wake up in the morning, ask them what their favorite food is.
They got pralines and cream, and they got Mississippi mud, and they got chocolate eruption, and they got grape. They got grape. And super duper chocolate eruption.
That is Chunk from the movie The Goonies. You'll notice he didn't mention Brussels sprouts ice cream or cranberry ice cream, although cranberry sorbet is delicious. Okay, so we all know, we've heard the news reports for years now, Americans are fat. In fact, 2/3 of U.S. adults and almost 1 in 3 kids are overweight or even obese. That increases your risk for diabetes, heart disease, lots of other chronic illnesses. And because healthcare and the Afghan war were so easy to tackle, the White House is now taking on junk food. So today the First Lady unveils what's called Let's Move. And it's an administration-wide campaign to fight childhood obesity.
Others have tried.
Exactly. Joining us now, Arkansas Surgeon General and practicing pediatrician Joe Thompson. He's the director of the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation Center to Prevent Childhood Obesity. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning.
And Tony Geraci joins us again. He's the food service director for Baltimore City Schools. Good morning.
Good morning.
Dr. Thompson, we've been hearing these reports for years. It hasn't seemed to alarm anyone over much, parents anyway, and we haven't seen childhood obesity reducing, going down, I should say. And yet you have some amazing statistics, and you've actually have reports from people who are saying that childhood obesity is a threat to our national security. What makes this such an important issue?
Well, I think this decade we have recognized how much our children have gained weight over the last 3 decades, and we're starting now to see the impact of adult diseases in earlier and earlier ages. It really represents a threat not only to the future well-being of our families and communities, but also of our workforce, and that's why it has become such a critical issue.
Well, there's there's a number of different causes for why a child could be overweight. I mean, it could be a huge number of things, but it's most likely not genetics.
That's absolutely correct. We've seen this epidemic blossom over the last 3 decades, and your genes don't change that quickly. It really is basically because our kids are eating far more calories than they need, and they're not burning off as many by being physically active.
Tony Geraci, you serve, as you said, 85,000 students or so per day in the Baltimore City Schools?
Yeah, that's right.
And that's more than 200 schools that you cater to.
Correct.
So you bring these kids in. I'm sure a lot of them aren't happy that they're eating in the cafeteria anyway. How do you get them to eat something healthy? I mean, how do you get 85,000 kids to eat eggplant parmesan?
Well, look, the population that I serve are largely underprivileged, and the meals that they get at school are probably the only real meals that they're going to get every day that are consistent. So what we try to do is we try to offer up better choices for our kids. 1 in 3 kids born after the year 2000 are going to get type 2 diabetes, and 1 in 2 African-American kids are going to get this disease. And the good doctor is right. This is going to devastate our country in the next 20 years.
Dr. Thompson, you come from Arkansas. Arkansas, I think, is number 2 on the states that are most overweight. How have you dealt with this in your own state as Surgeon General there?
Well, I think we, like other southern states, and as your other guest mentioned, lower-income communities have an extra added risk from the obesity. We've really taken an approach to try to change the environment that kids live, learn, and play every day, trying to improve the cafeteria offerings in the school, trying to increase the level of activities both within the school and changing the environment around the school so that kids can walk and bike again. And we're raising awareness so that parents actually recognize the risk and can take some simple steps that over time will make a lasting change.
Okay, but parents themselves have trouble losing weight, and I imagine they would then have trouble getting their kids to. And, you know, you also, Mike Huckabee, quite famously tried to as a politician, set an example, as a politician, set policy that would help change people's healthy eating habits, and that didn't exactly work. How do you do that as a policymaker?
Well, I think it will take the actions of all policymakers. We have continued many of the programs and are trying to expand those now under a Democratic governor, and we're seeing a flattening, a halting of the obesity epidemic. But we've got to have change at the federal and the local levels working in concert if we're going to be able to reverse this epidemic.
So, Tony Geraci, do you have kids?
Yeah, I have three kids, in fact.
Okay, so as you said, if these kids are coming to school and it's one of their only meals, that's not a solution for their entire eating habits. What do you think is your one piece of advice in order for parents to deal with childhood obesity?
Well, I think to try to get better choices in front of their kids. Our kids today live in this world of portion distortion. They've been supersized for so many years and so many generations now that kids don't even understand what a real portion is. I had a group of high school kids in my office a couple of weeks ago talking about wanting more food. I think education is the key. I think we've got to sit down and start having real conversations about food.
Okay, Dr. Thompson, what's the one piece of advice you could maybe give to First Lady Michelle Obama that would actually work?
Well, I would ask her and more importantly, everyone across the nation to really challenge to become much more aware of your environment. I mean, employers need to look at what's in the vending machines, the opportunity for us to see where grocery stores are not so that families could actually have access to healthier foods. These are all things that we can take on with policy change to make the healthy choice become the easy choice.
Well, it's not exactly easy to change an entire family's eating habits. And Tony Geraci, if you're handling the kids because they're a captive audience in your cafeteria, do you ever reach out to parents and try to change what they're doing at home?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a lot of parent engagement, and we're working with parents now around healthier choices and trying to create opportunity for fresh food in neighborhoods that, quite honestly, are food deserts.
And the answer to those who say it's too expensive to eat healthily would be that, Tony Geraci, you serve meals for about $2.75 per kid, so I guess it is affordable. Tony Geraci is the food service director for the Baltimore City Schools. He serves about 85,000 kids a day. Dr. Joseph Thompson, Surgeon General of Arkansas and director of the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation Center to Prevent Childhood Obesity.